How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report, Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We go immediately to Ecuador, a small state, a deeply troubled state, coming through an election cycle where there was an assassination in 2023, a young president, Noboa, and within these last days, overwhelming details of violence from the drug gangs that dominate the conversation in Quito, the capital, and across the Andean chain. To recover quickly, Guayaquil is the port city, a very major port city, and a state-owned television station, TC Televisión, was on air doing a news broadcast when armed men associated with drug lord Adolfo Fito Macias came into the studio waving their weapons. You can see it. It's on a video. It's spectacular. It reminded me immediately of the movie Network from the 20th century, when there is a stage takeover by an armed gang on air, and they talk about a murder on air getting good ratings. It was mocking TV, but this was genuine TV. Threats to the on-air staff, made to lie on the floor. Eventually, the reporting goes, I'm following the FT's reporting, the police and the authorities arrived and there were 13 arrests. But for that moment, there was fear everywhere in the country, people calling each other saying, have you seen on TV what's happening? At the same time, there had been disturbances in the prisons filled with drug gangs and their lieutenants. Since then, there is positive information. There were prison guards taken hostage. They've been released from seven prisons, different prisons, 158, all reported released. 15 people have died, said to have been murdered. There have been fires. And the drug lord who was in prison, Adolfo Macias, called Fito, is at large. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis because he has a new piece now available in Spanish, but soon enough in English, the Ecuador Security Challenge, The Sky Is Not Falling. A very good day to you, Evan. The sky is not falling. That is a serious standard to judge a nation by. Who is Fito Macias? Who are the Chineros? And what do they mean to Noboa in the capital city? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, certainly, as you said, to put this in context, the big thing that has transformed Ecuador in the past couple of years is the fact that tiny Ecuador finds itself between Latin America's two biggest cocaine exporters, Colombia to the north and Peru to the south. And so in that context, over recent years, you've had a lot of drugs flowing out of Colombia, maybe as much as a third of those drugs, with the coordination of Mexican cartels, Sinaloa and Jalisco Nueva Generacion, working through local gangs who basically have operated as the Ecuadorian middlemen. And so those Ecuadorian gangs have basically become incredibly violent. They've become much wealthier. And so the major gang was working with Sinaloa. It used to be called, it's still called the Choneros because they come from Choni. Their leader was Rasquina, was actually killed a couple of years ago. That led to a fractioning. You have other gangs. You have one called the Lobos, that's working with Jalisco Nueva Generacion out of Mexico. So basically, you have rival gangs empowered by drug money, and that has caused over the years an eightfold increase in violence in the past 8 years. And so, again, as you alluded to, this has come to a head with this recent attack against a television station, TC Televisión of Guayaquil. One of the events that had precipitated it, a mid-level gang leader associated with the Choneros, Adolfo Macias, known as Fito, had basically disappeared while he was being transferred to another maximum security prison. There is actually another leader of the rival gang, Lobos, who also escaped, Fabrico Colon. There have been, these events precipitated a series of activities. There was a taking of hostages. There were riots across seven prisons across the country. All of these things, and really illustrated by that dramatic episode on television and some other attacks, including against the University of Guayaquil, this precipitated Ecuador's young new president, Daniel Noboa, to act. In what was a Decree 110 and then Decree 111, he basically implemented a 60-day state of emergency. That's not so new, but what was different about this one is that he named those gangs and a number of others, a total of 22 groups, as terrorist organizations, and then authorized the military to come in the state of emergency, basically to take out the terrorist organizations. Why this is an important detail is that under the Ecuadorian constitution, there are very few things that allow the military to actually do combat operations against people, against Ecuadorian residents. One of those is if you're designated as a terrorist. And so the fact that the military has been brought in and these groups have basically been made public enemy number one under something called Plan Phoenix is important. So originally, and really the purpose of my own article, because there's been a lot of hyperbole in the media on this, as the Ecuadorians, Ecuador has a very professional, although under-resourced military. They had a plan. They've been executing that plan. You saw them this week go into the prisons. The 170 odd hostages and personnel who were, who had been kidnapped, they were released in these operations. Things have actually returned to a certain state of normal. Some 1,500 people have been detained across the country in these Ecuadorian military operations. The curfew, the checkpoints, and things like that. There have been a large number of different operations. And so, right now, what you're seeing and you'll likely continue to see is continuing to go after those gang leaders and probably some semblance of normalcy in the coming weeks, although there's been pushback by the gangs. But the larger problem is that tidal wave of drug money and the corruption and what happens to the gangs after these first gambits. So just like we saw in Mexico under Felipe Calderon, just as we've seen elsewhere, this is really only the first chapter, and there'll likely be many more chapters. In this first chapter, what we're actually seeing is some initial calming and initial call it a victory as the Ecuadorian military has executed these very important operations under the authority given to them by the president under this Decree 111.
President Noboa is very young, very attractive. He is the product of a well-to-do family. His father is well-to-do in agriculture, I believe, but other matters. Is he someone who has responded to this crisis in a sincere and trustworthy way? I saw one photograph, and this is early first impressions, but that's everything in a crisis. A very young-looking man sitting in an ornate chair at the palace commenting on these events. What is the public opinion in the weeks since of how he handled the crisis?
Well, right now, the public opinion, with the trauma of what happened with the takeover of TC Television, seems to be, wait and see. Understanding that, that they want to rally behind their president. As you pointed out, on the one hand, Noboa is very young. At the same time, his initial statements have been relatively positive. It's also important to understand, as you pointed out, Noboa's father is one of Ecuador's wealthy people who himself is run for president unsuccessfully multiple times. And so Noboa has a lot of high-powered people, advisors, and also good people within his government behind him. Although he certainly has a lot of political difficulties to navigate because he's also essentially collaborating with the organization, which is essentially his biggest enemy, Citizen Revolution Party, Rafael Correa, behind the scenes. And so people who are kind of under his tent but have a long-term interest of bringing him down, understanding that in little over a year, we're going to have elections in Ecuador. But so initially, despite his youth, he seems to have maneuvered fairly effectively. There have been some questionable action and some pushback. So probably one of the big ones was when he said to free up space in Ecuador's jails, we're going to release about 1,500 prisoners of Colombian nationality. The leftist government in Colombia of Gustavo Petro said, hey, you haven't negotiated with this us. If you release them into Colombia, we're just going to let them go free if they don't have, you know, antecedents in Colombia. So there have been a few missteps. And of course, the question of the use of the military in civil law enforcement operations raises human rights concerns with certain groups, and those groups have been vocal on this. But overall, this is his first major test as president, and he's done a pretty credible job, I would say, so far.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. We're addressing the crisis in Ecuador. It is part of a larger story of migration and drugs and the collapse of central governments throughout the Americas. And when we come back, the Darien Gap in Ecuador. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.